Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Come and knock on our door.
The doors of the Get Up Church are open. Good gospel music, laughs, and lots of inspiration.
You guys are inspiring the youth, and I just want to say thank you. Keep doing what you're doing because you are helping us parents to a train of our youth.
Come back to church. Just knock on the door.
Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on this thankful Thursday, April 25th. Happy birthday to my son, who is 14 today. Jesus. Huh. Hey, Griff.
Don't try to downplay a 14-year-old son. Come on now. That's big new teenager right there. Next thing, he going to be like, Mom, Dad, I can drive if y'all need me to.
I'm so sick of this deep voice. Hey, Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Erica. Good morning, Griff. And happy birthday, Wozie.
Oh, God.
Right.
My boy. Listen, y'all, it's going to be a good day. We're going to motivate and uplift and encourage and all that good stuff. We've got the faith walk and the birthday card. Calls in just a few minutes. We'll have the news just for you. Great music on the way from Keelante, Corinne Hawthorne, and Anthony Brown. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we are grateful. We are thankful. We bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. We honor and adore you. You are good and your mercy endures forever. We trust in you, Lord. We stand on your word. We thank you that you do all things well. Thank you for keeping us in perfect peace. Thank you for strengthening us for the battle. Thank you for helping us have a realistic version of you, God. Not spoiled brats, God, but knowing that sometimes it's tough, God, but you strengthen us. That sometimes it hurts, but you heal us. That sometimes we lack, but then you provide. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for growing us every step of the way. We praise you and we bless you. Keep us in the center of your will and in the palm of your hand. Cover us with your blood. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Keep your arms of protection around us and those that we love, our children, our families, our ministries, our homes, our businesses. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for Wozie Jesus.
Thank you for Wozie Jesus. Aw, here's this good gospel music. Do you believe in love by yours truly? On Get Up Morning.
Wake up.
Sybil, we got what you need.
You know?
Yes. Sybil will.
5 things you need to know on Get Up Morning.
Hey, Sybil, what do we need to know today?
It's Sybil Wilkes with what you need to know. Former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes Thursday in New York City. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is expected to continue testifying for a third day after explaining Tuesday to the court how he paid people for the rights to negative stories about Donald Trump, only to never publish them in order to protect the presidential candidate. He's also expected to be questioned about Stormy Daniels, the adult film star whose alleged affair with Trump is at the heart of this criminal case. House Speaker Mike Johnson will visit Columbia University in New York today to meet with Jewish students as the school faces massive protests against Israel's actions in the Palestinian territories. Hundreds of students have been protesting for days against the Biden administration's response to the Israel-Hamas war, calling for an end to support for Israel. Johnson's office says he plans to discuss what he sees as a troubling rise of virulent anti-Semitism on America's college campuses. Police in Chicago are still searching for the person responsible for the shooting death of an off-duty Chicago policeman over the weekend. Officer Luis Huesca was shot and killed early Sunday before his SUV was stolen. Meanwhile, the Chicago Police Department released surveillance videos of the person wanted in connection to the shooting, making purchases at two convenience stores. To subscribe to my free daily newsletter, please visit SybilWilkes.com. For all the news 24/7, go to News1.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed. Be empowered.
In the game, it's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
I Hate the Homies, episode 96, out right now in the NBA playoffs. The Heat beat the Celtics, yes, to tie the series 1-1 at final score, 111-101. And the Oklahoma City Thunder just blew out the Pelicans, 124-92. That series is up 2-0 by OKC. Zion Williamson still hurt. The NFL draft is tonight. The number one pick at 8 p.m. Eastern is for the Chicago Bears, and they should be taking USC's quarterback Caleb Williams, most likely. I'm sure that's not going to change. He only spoke to one team. And speaking of USC, in 2005, Reggie Bush won the Heisman Trophy. In 2010, they took it away from him. Last night, they gave it back to him. After 14 years, all I know is that Heisman House commercial with Reggie Bush in it, the first one, need to be fire. I'm Griff, and that's your quick sports minute. Cheryl with the birthdays.
Thank you, Griff. If you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating today with actress Gina Torres. You're also celebrating with basketball Tim Duncan, and it's the birthday of Ella Fitzgerald. And if it's your birthday, it's Wozie's birthday today, too. So happy birthday to Wozie. If it's your birthday, you get a chance to shout it out. Coming up in 15 minutes on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. That's Erica's baby.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Faith Walker.
With Erica Campbell.
Right now.
Amen.
The Faith Walk.
Faith Walk. On Get Up Mornings.
Woo. Listen, I remember a tough time, a dark time, a stressed time, a time I felt alone, a time I felt God had forgotten me. But because I grew up in church, of course, I kept going to church. I remember worship that day. It was at a really, really big venue, our service was. And they were worshiping and saying God is good, and I didn't feel that in my heart. But I knew that He was, even though I didn't feel it. So I lifted my hands and I said, God, could you just let me feel something? And as I lifted my hands, I felt God hit me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And even though my situation didn't change that day, He let me know that I would be okay, that I was not alone, that His word is true when He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you, that His word is true when He said He'll be with you in the dark and in the storm. Because, baby, I was in the dark, and I didn't feel like none of it. I didn't want to sing. I didn't want to go to church. Nothing. Nothing. I didn't want to be married. I didn't want to be a mama. I didn't want to, nothing. I was over it all. Cameras was in my face, and I was sick of it. Music was doing great, but I didn't care. It was a crazy situation, and I just needed Jesus. And so maybe you felt like me today, and you just need Jesus. His spirit, His power, His love, that warmth that covers and comforts. And sometimes you don't always have a lot of words to say, but you know that He's there and that you're going to be okay. I pray that His presence consumes you today. I pray that His presence fills you and reassures you that you will be okay, that you'll make it through, that there is purpose for this, that this won't last forever. Trouble don't last always. The sun is coming up. I know your midnight felt like it's lasted for 6 months, but I promise you, you've got to hold on. Don't give up. Even if you get low, it's okay to be low. Don't give up, though. It's okay to be broken. Don't give up, though. Don't give up on God, because He won't give up on you. I just wanted to encourage your heart and let you know the reason I talk the way I do, y'all, is because I've been there. I've been there multiple times, and He's brought me out multiple times. And if He did it for me, He'll do it for you. I love you, and I mean it. That is my faith walk for the day. Take a deep breath. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. All right, now it's time for the birthday shout-outs. 877-242-2426. 877-242-2426. Give us a call. Who do you want to celebrate today? Y'all know it's my son's birthday. Happy birthday, son. Y'all call me. Celebrate your loved ones. 877-242-2426. Let's get up mornings.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get Up Mornings
with Erica Campbell. 877-242-2426.
And I know y'all know what time it is.
Birthday shout out time.
Right now. Go.
Ooh, it's time for them Taurian birthdays. Tauruses, where y'all at? Come on!
Yes, indeed. Who do we have on the line today?
Yes, it is Tadela. I'm calling from McDonough, Georgia. Birthday shout-out to Jasmine on her 30th.
My name is Sabrina Mathis from Fort Valley. I want to give a shout-out to my son, Dean Brown, which was April the 2nd, and his daddy, Dean Brown, was April the 24th.
My name is Sandra Jones, and I'm calling from Marietta, Georgia, and I'm calling to shout out the First Lady of New Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, Stephanie Zollicoffer. Happy birthday, First Lady.
Taco from Brunswick, Georgia. I'd like to shout out my niece, Shani, Evans, her sister Larice Evans, which is on the 27th, and a happy belated birthday to my grandbaby, Miss Juliana, lovely face, Miles.
My name is Gail Penn, and I'm calling from Vaughnville, South Carolina. Today, April 25th, is my birthday.
Okay, good morning. This is Irene. I'm calling from the DMV area. My birthday shout-out is for the love of my life, Germany. I love you. Happy birthday. His birthday is on this Saturday.
Okay, my name is Gary, and I'm calling from Dinwiddie, Virginia. And I would like to give a birthday shout-out to my daughter, Brittany, who's 34 today. Thank you.
My name is Madison Wilson, calling from Decatur, Georgia. And my birthday shout out is to my mom, Deja, April 3rd. And my grandpa, Cicero Davis, April 1st. Happy birthday. I love you.
Sergeant Salam, I'm celebrating. I'm shouting out my daughter. Her birthday is today. She'll be 15. And I'm celebrating my 14-year-old daughter. She just turned 14 on April the 12th. Alnisa and Amir, I love y'all. Happy birthday. Treasure Salam, I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. I'm shouting out Alnisa and Amira. Today's Alnisa's 15th birthday, and April the 12th was Amira's 14th birthday. Happy birthday, babies. I love y'all. Y'all growing up on me. Peace.
My name is Brent Harley. I'm calling from Williamsburg, Ohio, and I want to shout out Erica Campbell's son's birthday and pray that he have many more in Jesus' name.
Yes, my name's Brian, calling from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm turning 60 today. I thank God for blessing me with 60 years on this earth. And I give him praise and glory for all that he continues to do for me in my life. Happy birthday to me!
Valerie Davis from DMV. Birthday shout out for Nyla Jones, the 23rd, Irie, the 24th, and Damon Jr., the 25th.
There it is there, Griff. I know you got some.
Let me shout out Monice Milligan and my homegirl Suzanne Giannoska, Suze from Baltimore.
And again, my son. I'm going to say all day. Lord
all
Jesus.
Day. Let's do it.
How'd y'all get Wozy out of Warren?
Well, it started out with Woe, then it was Woe J, and then I started calling Wozy Mo, and it abbreviated to Wozy. The nicknames always evolve in my family. We don't really know how we get them. They just come. It. Y'all stick around. There's more on Get Up Morning.
You're listening to Get Up. Mornings with Erica Camp.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you. 1 minute past the top of the hour here at the Get Up Church. This beautiful day, I was getting ready to give birth to my 14-year-old son, Warren Stafford Campbell III. Oh, my son. Happy birthday, son. All right, Griff, what you got?
What time was he born?
He was born around...
You remember?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, hip-hop legends and movie stars, Kid and Play, welcome you to the Fun House, a new podcast taking you down memory lane in a way that only the iconic duo can do. The Fun House with Kid and Play launches this week on Urban One Podcast Network and will keep you entertained with laughter and insight week after week with some of today's most celebrated artists and pioneers who made hip-hop what it is today. To listen, go to UrbanOnePodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast, Eric.
Yes, coming up this hour, I've got an Erica-ism just for you. Griff's got the joys and concerns 11 minutes after the hour. The E&G True Hollywood Bible
Let's
Story.
Let's go.
Of course, it's going to bless you real good. We got great music on the way from Pastor Mike Jr., Ty Tribbett, and Dorinda Clark Cole. Here is Mary Mary with God and Me on Get Up Morning.
Hey, kids, it's story time.
Ooh, I can't wait.
The E&G True Hollywood Bible Story.
Bible Story on Get Up Morning.
Well, today it is a continuation of last week, David and Saul from 1 Samuel 24. Griff, you ready?
I'm super duper excited. Let's get it.
Let's go. Here it is on Get Up Mornings.
1 Samuel 24. Now it happened when Saul returned from following the Philistines that it was told to him, saying, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 men chosen from all Israel and went to seek David and all his men on the rocks of wild goats.
Yeah, I know. This is, we about to get him right now. Right now. Sick of him. Sick of him. Look, y'all go east, you go north, y'all look left, and look right. I'ma dip in this cave real fast. Cause I know sometimes that's where people be. Y'all go ahead. Stupid David. That song still in my head. Saul killed 1,000, David killed 10,000. Now you a rapper? Keep on, David. I'ma find him. I'ma find him after I take a little nap. I'm tired of all this walking and trying to kill somebody. Man. Killed 1,000. David killed. Stupid song.
Later.
Hey, David, it's a man in the cave.
Oh, wait, that's Saul.
You want us?
Saul.
Oh, we can kill him right now.
No.
He right here. He looking for.
No, I will not be touching the anointed of God. I'm not doing it. I'm not bringing death on myself for killing that man.
But he.
I know. He want to kill me, and I still don't know why. But I know what I'm going to do. Shh. I'm going to cut a piece of his robe. All right. Come on, guys. Let's go.
And later.
He's over here. He's still in here. King Saul. He's over here. King Saul.
Wake up. I'm right here. Yeah, I was looking for him. He definitely not in this cave. Let's go. Let's go. I'll find David. Let's go. Let's get him. Man, I love those guys. Go get him. Let me just look for this guy on my own. David got me looking in caves and whatnot. Ain't no I'm a king. Shouldn't be in no cave.
Saul!
Who is what?
Hey, what Saul is dead!
David! There you are! David, how dare you just jump? So you just gonna lay on the ground now? This ain't gonna help you? You know we looking for you. I'm about to kill you.
Hey, check your robe.
Check my
robe. I could have killed you. But I didn't.
You couldn't have killed.
I got respect for you, man.
You cut my robe when I was asleep.
Yeah, it could have been something else.
You mean you spared my life?
Yes.
I just want to lift my hands to the Lord right now and say, You rewarded me. You rewarded me. And all I did was reward you. You rewarded me with good. And all I did was reward you with evil. You showed me on this day how you could have dealt with me because the Lord.
I just want to honor God, Saul.
He delivered you under my hand and you didn't even kill me. You, man.
Listen, let's hug it out, man. Let's hug it
man,
out.
Come here, man.
Let's hug it out.
Come here, dog.
We good. All right, so I'm still not going with you, but the best.
I was going to say, these soldiers still looking for you, but me and you squared up.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go that way. You go that way.
You a good dude, David. I promise you.
God bless you, King Saul.
I appreciate you.
God bless
you. I'm going to need another robe about you, but that ain't nothing, you know.
Kinda happened like that, you know.
Just, Bible-ish.
Bible-ish, colorful, you know. We want y'all to read the Word of God, really.
That's all. Go see what it really says.
And then, too, you know what I think is super dope, Griff? you see the conflict and how many people went through so many things that we go through today, and how you choose God in those situations. And not feel like, oh, why me? Why me? Because this is what happens to human beings on earth.
Exactly.
And then we know we got God. That's the good part. We got God. Y'all stick around. There's more on the way on Get Up Morning.
You're listening to Get Up Mornings with Erica Camp.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Real talk.
Real talk.
The Ericaism of the day.
On Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
You know, I always love how the truth of God's word applies naturally and spiritually so many areas in your life. When you look at Matthew 12, 36, 37, it says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. I always talk about speaking life. You know, most of my music is all, you know, what you say to yourself, whether I'm talking about feeling positive or feeling all right or declaring certain things over your life. The reason I understand the necessity of that is because of how hard the enemy comes against our thoughts and our minds. How many people struggle with insecurity or negativity, maybe of their own doing, and sometimes because of how they were raised or what they experienced. But what you say to yourself about yourself has power. And even the scripture confirms it. What you say to yourself about yourself has power. And it takes intentional work to be renewed in your mind, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, is what this scripture says. But what are you renewing your mind in? What are you saying? Are you speaking a lot about your past and the pain and what happened and what they did and what they said? Are you reminding yourself of what went wrong? Or are you declaring what can go right because of what God says? When God says, thanks be unto God who always gives us the victory. One version says, who always causes us to triumph. What are you saying? I'm going to tell you, for me, you know, I'm just like everybody else. You know, I'm subject to go through what everybody else goes through. And so I have my moments. And when I have my moments, I immediately go to what God says. Even when I always feel like, man, I did this 5 times and it ain't changed yet. I still believe in the power of God's word. I know my timing is not his timing. I know my ways are not his ways and my thoughts are not his thoughts. And so I don't care how much I can anticipate and want and desire. It is in God's timing. And as we become patient, and even as we are trying our best to be better and do better, we are patient. It changes the enemy's ability to whisper and say, see, I told you it wasn't going to happen. I told you it wasn't real. I told you they was going to let you down. It lessens his ability to speak to you when your response is, but in God's time is coming. God's promises are yea and amen. He does not turn back on his word. He's not a man that he should lie. God comes through. When you have that, it stops the enemy. He know he got to come another way. He going to use another trick, but you can't use that one. Not that one again. Because I seen you use that one before. And I know what it is. And I know how to speak life over my life. I know how to speak to the promise. I know how to speak to destiny. I know how to speak to purpose. I know how to call it into my life because God said it. Not just because I want it, but because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat of its fruits. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. What are you saying to yourself? Proverbs 13:3, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. Watch your mouth. Even about yourself. I'll never lose the weight. I'll never get the job. I'll never overcome. I can't move to a new city. I can't try new things. You've got to watch your words. You've got to speak life. And here's the clue. The words have to line up with the word of God. I'm not just talking about saying random stuff. I had a girl come to our church and say she was praying for God to bless her and her boyfriend. Now, her boyfriend was also somebody else's boyfriend and somebody else's baby daddy. And I said, baby, you ought to pray another prayer because that don't line up with his word. You know what I mean? So you can pray your prayers, but they must line up with what God has already said to you, for you, about you. There are so many promises of God in the word. Find them and just declare them. God, let me speak your promises that you'll cover me, you'll keep me, that I'll be blessed when I come and when I go, and that if I seek you with my whole heart, you'll give me that. I mean, like, so many words. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the things will be added. You got to pray in order, too. Y'all be praying for the things, and y'all ain't. That's a whole nother subject. Stick to the subject, Erica. Speak life over your life and speak it according to God's word, what God already said. I want what God wants for me. I don't want just random things. God, what you already said is mine, predestined for me. from the beginning, from the foundation of the earth. I want all my stuff. Speak life. Speak to what God said about you. It's Get Up Mornings. Y'all stick around. We got more on the way.
You're listening to Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
We interrupt this program to bring you this bulletin.
And what's cracking, y'all? It's Griff from Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. And we are excited to announce that Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell is officially nominated for Syndicated Gospel Radio Show of the Year for the Stellar Awards.
Woo-hoo! So listen, we need the entire Get Up Church to log on to getuperica.com to place your vote.
And you control the action.
Voting ends April 30th, so hurry. Stop what you're doing and vote now.
Represent.
GetUpErica.com
and vote for Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Time for joys and concerns
on Get Up Mornings.
Well, saints of the Most High God, we are coming to you live from the Get Up Church of our Lord, Baptist, non-denominational, AME, CME, ENG, LMNOP, Apostolic Church of God in Christ. All right, now Griff, let him use you.
Thank you, First Lady Pastor.
Yeah.
Let me say happy birthday to Tierney Garris. That's from your people, your Aunt Paula. How about that? I really do be clearing my throat. First, giving honor to God who is ahead of my life, I like to say I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time, Elder Cheryl, because he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Brother Vinos, I could have been dead, sleeping in a grave, but God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Yes, yes, yes. Man. Shout out to Pastor Yolanda Peebles. She just hit me out the blue and gave me the most encouraging man. Nice. She's awesome. Her. I love the Peebles. I love them. So, went to the doctor yesterday. Remember last week I went and I was late and they sent me away. Got there at 9:30. My appointment was at 10. I had enough time to walk to the Publix at Atlantic Station, go get me a green juice, and still walk back to the doctor's office. Got there at 9:44. Sat in there, ready, feeling good. High blood pressure? Not at all. Cholesterol, nice and low. Blood, I'll find out tomorrow. EKG, negative for a stress test. Young and healthy and old at the same time. How about that? Young and healthy and old. Yes. I'm so grateful and thankful to Lanika and Roz for making me go. I wasn't even like scared to go. It was my first annual and like an annual. How about that? That's all I'll say. But I'm all the way good. I'm so grateful and thankful to God. I'm so grateful and thankful to God. Thank you, Jesus, for my health. How about that?
Listen.
Now, I know it's somebody in their car right now saying, I need Roz and Lanika to call my husband. You can make it happen. You'll be fine. You can say, ain't he all right? It's somebody else saying, Griff, I see you went to no high blood pressure. Exactly. That's what I said. You can say, ain't he all right, too? But if you like me, nervous as all get out to go to the doctors and then find out you fine, you get to say, ain't he all right?
Congratulations. Good.
Just old and young and perfect at the same time.
Thank you what?
Jesus. Old and young and perfect.
Sick of you. Yeah. Hey, man, get your checkups.
We got to encourage more men to go to the doctor.
I know. That's all I want to do, men. I don't even know why we got to encourage them, but just go. Go, y'all.
And some of these ladies ain't going, too. I'm just going to take some ginger ale and some Tylenol.
Oh, some burners. If you're from Detroit, take some burners.
Go to the doctor. Hey, lady.
You're listening to Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on this thankful Thursday. Beautiful day, April 25th. 14 years ago, I was giving birth to my son. Happy birthday, Warren. Yay. Stafford Campbell III, better known as Woolsey. Listen, guys, go ahead, Griff. What you got to share?
Man, I just want to say Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell has been a candidate for the Stellar Award Syndicated Gospel Radio Show of the Year.
Yeah.
Help us get the official nomination right now. You just go to Get Up Erica.com, cast your vote. Done deal. Easy peasy. How about that?
And then after you do that, if you're a SAGMA member, you can go vote for me for the
Go vote. Real life. I actually voted.
I'm a SAGMA member.
Nice. So did I. Every category. Even packaging and video, all the things.
All of that. Packaging was done by a person at my church. So we kind of found him. And if he wins, I would be so happy.
If he won,
that would be so, so great. But anywho, listen, y'all, coming up this hour, Wake Up and Win with Dr. Willie Jolly. His message, the blueprint for a fantastic future. Plus, we have great music from Zacardi Cortez, Yolanda Adams, and Marvin Sapp. Here is Tim Bowman Jr. with his talented self, Nobody But God on Get Up Mornings.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Marvin Sapp on Get Up Mornings. All right, guys, listen, it's 8 minutes past the top of the hour. Not sure you guys seen this story or seen Brother West, Kanye West, on social media, but he has an interesting new venture. You seen it, Griff? He is providing adult entertainment. Mm-hmm. Adult entertainment, partnering with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, who was a vet in that business. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, a few years ago, we were all listening to Jesus is King and hear him talk about God.
Why is he winning Stellar Awards and Grammys and look at Kanye.
Just the fact that he was doing gospel music. It was bringing attention to gospel. And I think... we unfortunately put people on pedestals, especially when they're in the mainstream. You let a mainstream person say one thing about Jesus, everybody reposting it. Now, we don't know how you live. Mm-hmm. We don't really know much about you. We just know what we see out front. But it can be devastating for people who have come to know the Lord because of you. What you think, Cheryl?
I agree. Like, you know, Jesus is Lord. And then, of course, the Sunday services that were done. And it was bringing attention to Christ. And folk were having, you know, encountered. Like, people talked about how powerful those Sunday services were. And mm-hmm. for me, as a believer, it saddens me when he says stuff like, Jesus didn't answer me, so I'm rethinking that. And, you know, now it's like, what are all those people that followed you now? Are they... now swayed because of it? Are they also believing that Christ is, you know, because
here's the problem. All of this implies that we're not really serving Jesus. We're serving people. That's all it means. Mm-hmm. It means that, you know, he said Jesus 2-3 times and we got excited and put him on a pedestal. We didn't ask, are you in Bible study? Who is mentoring you? Who's walking with you? Who's holding you accountable? Are they just happy because you're rich and famous and talking about Jesus? Now, did it bring a light to the kingdom? Yes, it did. But were we paying attention to his soul? Because clearly it's a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Erica, who goes through publicly a divorce this way, the businesses, all the things. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. So you cannot, whether it is him or a preacher or a pastor or your favorite politician, whoever it is, we cannot put these people on pedestals. And, you know, I always tell people, God never told us to trust people. He said trust him.
So I know that's right.
When you put your trust in people and they let you down, you get what you get because you served. You know what I'm saying? You put too much confidence in man.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us don't even put that much confidence in our own flesh.
Yeah.
So
as a believer, it saddens me because I'm concerned about him. You know what I mean?
Yes, you know,
it saddens me because I really want him to get it. Like, I really want him, you know, when you start seeing the episodes and the rants and you're thinking, if he really has an encounter with Jesus, maybe Jesus could help him with this stuff.
But, you know. Then in the end, I got family with chemical imbalances and bipolarism, and the church can't help that at all. You need medicine. You need medicine prescribed.
Well, the church can't help.
Yeah, I know. I want
to change
that.
Not relationship with God can. You know what I mean?
A relationship with God can definitely help it, but the people that's bipolar, they so manic.
Yeah, you have to walk that out. You have to walk that out and live that out. It's not, you don't go to the altar and get prayer and it's gone.
No.
Yeah. There's some thorns that remain in your flesh. There's some problems that remain your
problem that you have to pray about and work on
mm-hmm. for the rest of your life. And that's hard to process for some believers. It makes them think as if Jesus didn't hear me. Jesus didn't do what I wanted him to do. Mm-hmm. He's not your errand boy. It's, you know, that's why I'm like, who was walking with him, who was talking with him. If the only gospel you gave him is the gospel of get. And what I mean by the gospel of get is God gonna give you, God gonna do, God gonna open, God gonna bless. And you didn't tell him that you can love God and lose people. You can love God and lose things. You can love God and be at the bottom. You can love God and be sad, overwhelmed, and depressed, and still genuinely love God, because life is life. And so if you didn't teach that, then when life starts happening, you go, oh, Jesus let me down. Well, then Jesus went to the cross. Jesus was praying. You're saying, I want to be more like Jesus. I'm trying to be like Jesus. That's why we got to trust him and not put our trust in people. So we'll talk a little bit more, because I'm sure many of you have dealt with this, where you had a leader that you loved.
Yes.
And you saw them fall. What did you do? How did you handle it? Did you leave God? Did you leave the church? You say, I'm never going to church again. Were you serving church or serving Jesus? You know, so it's a necessary conversation that I think we should all have, especially in today's times, because it's a scandal every 2 days.
Yeah.
Scandal every 30 minutes. So we got to decide if we serving these people or serving Jesus. What y'all doing?
That's it, Erica.
We'll talk in just a minute. Y'all stick around. We got more. We're going to keep talking. Just get up, morning.
You're listening to Get Up. Mornings with Erica Campbell.
It's time to wake up and win with Dr. Willie Jolly.
On Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
It's another great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, author of the book A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. And today, in this time of crisis, I want to give you tips to come back. These are the times that try men's souls, yet these are also the time to try women's souls and children's souls and seniors' souls. And these are the type of times that your parents talked about and how they refused to stop fighting for better for you, not just for themselves, but for you, for their children and grandchildren. They knew that the fight today would pay dividends for those who come tomorrow. So we must keep fighting, not just for us, but for generations yet unborn. It is said that the great ones plant trees in their 80s that will take 80 years to grow. Yet they continue to plant them even though they will never sit under those trees. But they grow it for those who will be in the future. So I want to encourage you to keep fighting for your legacy and keep striving for excellence. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Go to winwithwillie.com. winwithwillie.com for resources to help you win more. And remember to make the most of every minute, because your best is yet to come. Hey, I've got some exciting news to share. If you're ready to change your life, join me for my Turn Your Setbacks into Comebacks one-man show on April 27th in Washington, D.C. Inspiration, entertainment, education, and motivation to help you win. Go to thecomebackshow.com. Thecomebackshow.com, a night designed to change your life.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really,
because
I got ruined. I didn't expect
it. The Get Up Poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
Listen, y'all. So, you know, many of us know that a number of people were introduced to gospel music when Kanye West dropped his album, Jesus is King, a few years ago. And lately his conversation has seemed very contrary to gospel music. One of his posts were saying that he not rocking with Jesus because Jesus didn't do what he wanted him to do. And then there was another post where he was saying he was God. And so what happens when a person that you have put on a pedestal falls from grace? Now, I know, listen, y'all, it's Get Up Mornings. Y'all know we know he ain't our leader. He ain't nobody's pastor. Yeah. We understand that. Right. But we're talking about people of prominence that are up front and have a voice in the faith community that people listen to. And it's not just Kanye. It's people with podcasts and pastors and churches, and they post stuff and say things that literally don't line up with what the Word of God says. And if that is our guide, then we're following God and his Word. So, you know, Griff, have you ever had this happen to you? Somebody that you loved and admired and looked up to that just went the wrong way?
You know, for me, and when I first came to Christ, and actually not even before that, I moved to Atlanta in November of 98, and I probably started going to Bishop Betty Long's church in like April of 99. So was there until Pastor Kearney left and started his church, and we celebrate 21 years. So I was probably with Bishop for a couple years. And then when he fell, I just remember, so I had made a joke, but I was the only one not talking about what really happened. Like, the joke was like a setup to go left with it wasn't what you thought I was going to say, right?
Yeah.
But when I think back about it, Bishop Eddie Long really was always kind to me. Bishop Eddie Long had side meetings with me. Bishop Eddie Long let me do comedy at conferences and prayed for me and gave me a book that was called Prayers That Availeth Much. I'll never forget. And it was hard to watch him fall like that in Atlanta for all the great things he did. Like that man, they changed 20. They changed 20 East to make an exit just for New Birth, you know?
It's hard. It's hard when something bad happens. It's like the world forgets all the good. But then that's not Christ-like either. That's not grace.
Right.
That's
right.
Not compassion. That's right. Not restoring in love, as the word says. So it's just, you know, we got to reconfigure how we look at the fall, how you felt about the man. Were you serving the man? It's okay to be hurt when it happens. But were you following the leader or following the lead?
I'm following that. Oh. Yeah.
Because here's the thing, God can use even the flawed, right?
Exactly. So, especially the flawed, especially.
Right, which is why we have to develop a relationship.
Every disciple.
With the Lord ourselves, like what our pastors has given us, what the leaders has given us, we have to apply that to our lives. And
yes.
Not specifically worship them, but worship, you know, what God is doing through them.
Right. Listen, I'm grateful God saved me. I'm grateful for how he redeemed me. But we want you to call us 877-242-2426. What happened when your leader fell from grace? 877-242-2426. Did you lose faith? Did you leave God? Give us a call. Let us know.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got ruined. I didn't expect it.
The Get Up poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
Today, we're talking about leaders falling from grace. We put people on pedestals as if we serve them. And then when they fall, a lot of times we not only leave them, we leave God. And so today we want to know, how do you process? What do you do when a leader that you love falls from grace? Let's go to the phones and talk to Alnita in Virginia. Hey, Alnita, what do you do when a leader falls from grace? What happens?
First of all, let me say I love y'all and I love y'all show, and it blesses my spirit every morning. And the way that I handle a leader falling from grace, I just use that as a time for me to show compassion and mercy. I basically use it as a time to get more into my word and to reconnect with God, because I feel like if I feel too disappointed about it, I'm like, maybe I wasn't, you know, following the message of God. Maybe I was following the messenger too much. But I use it as an opportunity to pray for that leader to, you know, help them find their way back in God's grace. And I really don't take it personal, because it's like all of us is going to have peaks and valleys. So it's like I just get more into my word, and I just thank God for revealing me that we're all capable of, you know, ups
for
and downs.
For all have sinned. That's what the scripture says. For all have sinned. I'm glad you called and shared that today. But I would say it's okay to love your leaders. It's okay. Yeah, we will be hurt when they disappoint us. It's okay. That doesn't mean that you are idolizing them, but we just have to not let go of God when things happen. I'm glad you called today. Have a good one. Keep listening, my friend.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
877-242-2426. It's time for the Get Up poll. Let's go to Ohio and talk to Nancy. Nancy, good morning. Erica, can you tell her the question, please?
Nancy, how do you respond when a leader falls from grace?
I pray for them because we are all human.
Yes.
And God said that there's no one perfect but him.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We just place these people up on pedestals and not think about what the goodness of Jesus has done for them, and look at their flaws instead of what God called them to do.
Yeah. You talking right, lady. You talking right. Yes. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you. God
you too.
Bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. Dale in Charlotte is on the line. Hey, friend. So what do you do when a leader falls from grace?
Woo, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, like you said, you know, you hit it on the nail. We've got to begin, make sure we are developing our relationship with Christ, because man is flawed. Everybody falls short of the glory. Everybody, from the preacher to the last pew in the back when they do what God knows what during the service. But we also have to realize that the humanity of it has to transcend our expectation, meaning we can't hold examples that we know ourselves we can't hold to. You know, Kanye, okay, that brother's been disturbed for a minute. So,
you crazy.
Make sure he gets some help. Make sure he gets all the Jesus juice he needs, because he probably was not in the right place to learn, to really develop his discipleship. It's about discipleship. Then it doesn't matter what that human does, because, you know, God's going to get it covered no matter what.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dale. Good to hear your voice. Have a good day.
I love you guys. Have a great weekend. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
I love the Get Up Church. I love that y'all get it and y'all understand, you know what I mean, that people fall and they may make mistakes. We offer them grace. We pray for them. We don't throw them away. And we definitely don't leave God, because God is our source. All right, y'all stick around. It's more on the way on Get Up Mornings. Love you, and I mean it.
You're listening to Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Good morning, good people. Let's get up, mornings. I'm Erica Campbell. Loving Jesus and loving you on this thankful Thursday, top of the hour. We good in the Get Up Church?
We're excellent.
So good. Awesome, awesome. Listen, make sure you vote for the Stillers. We are still in the running. We're trying to get the final nomination for Syndicated Radio Station of the Year. Thank y'all to the Get Up Church. Y'all are so supportive. We love you so much. And if you have a moment, go to loveerica.com and subscribe. Yes. I'm having some really great conversations there. I'm going to talk to Warren about some things about financing and the industry and what people don't understand as it relates to how money is made and how money is spent. So make sure you sign up. Gonna share that. It's going to be a series. I'm super excited about that one. All right, guys. 11 minutes after the hour, the ENG True Hollywood Bible Story today. Plus, Cher will have trending topics and Griff will have your quick sports minute. Music from Fred Hammond, Latrice Pace, and Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Here is Josh Bracey with Blessed Be the Name on Get Up Morning.
Say, kids,
what time is it?
Story time!
Yes! The ENG True Hollywood Bible Story. It's in the book on Get Up Morning.
Yes, it is time for the ENG, and today is a story of David and Saul. Well, the continuation from last week. Griff, you ready for it?
I'm excited. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Here it is. From 1 Samuel 24, David and Saul on Get Up Mornings.
1 Samuel 24. Now it happened when Saul returned from following the Philistines that it was told to him, saying, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 men chosen from all Israel and went to seek David and all his men on the rocks of wild goats.
Yeah, I know. This is, we about to get him right now. Right now. Sick of him. Sick of him. Look, y'all go east, you go north, y'all look left, look right. I'm going to dip in this cave real fast, because I know sometimes that's where people be. Y'all go ahead. Stupid David. That song still in my head. Saul killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. Now you a rapper? Keep on, David. I'ma find him. I'ma find him after I take a little nap. I'm tired of all this walking and trying to kill somebody. Saul killed 1,000. David killed. Stupid song.
Later.
Hey, David, it's a man in the cave.
Oh, wait, that's Saul.
You want us?
Saul.
Oh, we can kill him right now.
No.
He right here. He's looking for.
No, I will not be touching the anointed of God. I'm not doing it. I'm not bringing death on myself for killing that man.
But
I know. He want to kill me, and I still don't know why. But I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. Shh. I cut a piece of his robe. All right. Come on, guys. Let's go.
And later.
He's over here. He's still in here.
I'm right here. Yeah, I was looking for him. He definitely not in his cave. Let's go. Let's go. I'll find David. Let's go.
Man, I love those guys. Go get him.
Let me look for this. Let me just look for this guy on my own. David got me looking in caves and whatnot. I ain't no, I'm a king. Should be in no cave.
Hey, Saul!
Who is, what?
Hey, what Saul, is Dave!
David! There you are! David, how dare you just jump? So you just gonna lay on the ground now? This ain't gonna help you? You know we looking for you. I'm out here. I'm about to kill you.
Hey, so check your roll.
Check my
roll. I
could
have killed you, but I didn't.
You couldn't have killed.
I got respect for you, man.
You cut my roll when I was asleep?
Yeah, it could have been something else.
You mean you spared my life?
Yes.
I just want to lift my hands to the Lord right now and say, you rewarded me. You rewarded me. And all I did was reward you. You rewarded me with good. And all I did was reward you with evil. You showed me on this day how you could have dealt with me, because the Lord.
I just want to honor God, Saul.
He delivered you under my hand, and you didn't even kill me. You, man.
Listen, let's hug it out, man. Let's hug it
man,
out.
Bro. Come here, man.
Let's hug it out.
Come here, dog.
We good. All right, so I'm still not going with you, but all
well,
the
I
best.
I was going to say, these soldiers still looking for you, but me and you squared up.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go that way. You go that way.
You a good dude, David. I promise you.
God bless you, King Saul.
I appreciate you.
God bless
you. I'm going to need another robe about you, but that ain't nothing. You know. Man, shout out to the world famous V-Man coming through with the helicopter noise in the beginning. like right from the beginning, it was drama. It was
Come
action.
On.
Like that's
Come
good
on,
stuff, man.
David is one
of my favorites in the Bible. I just loved how much he went through and how God still covered him. Mm-hmm. Like that's really my take from David. Like he went through, but God loved his heart.
God kept him. God kept him. That's the good part. Y'all make sure y'all read the word of God. It's life-changing and life-giving. Stick around. Trending Topics is up next on Get Up Mornings.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get Up Mornings
with Erica Campbell.
Find out what everybody's talking about right now.
Taking over the web.
What is it?
It's Trending Topics, up to the minute.
2024 is here and we are officially in primary season. Urban One is committed to ensuring voters have the information they need to participate in every election. Log on to onevote2024.com, sponsored by Urban One. All right, Cheryl, tell us what's trending.
So multiple crew members were injured on the set of the upcoming MGM film, The Pickup, which is starring Eddie Murphy and Kiki Palmer. Yesterday, news outlets were talking about it. According to Variety, the Amazon MGM Studios film is in production in Atlanta, and the studio confirmed to the outlet that multiple people were hurt, sent to the hospital. One is still remaining in the hospital, but none with critical injuries. So that's a blessing. And so one of the spokespersons says, yeah, it was a sequence that went wrong. You think we figure that was the issue?
Yeah, we messed that up. Our bad.
Yeah,
you're a mulligan.
It involved two motor vehicles, so somehow it was some safety precautions that were taken. But three crew members that were sick, and again, two were taken to the hospital, and one is remaining. So we're going to be praying that they're going to have a great recovery. In other news, I love this. The 9th annual Black Music Honors is back for another year. The event showcases revolutionary artists and musicians who have made a significant impact on African American music. And of course, it's produced by Central City Productions, who also, you know, produces the Stellar Awards. And this year's celebration will take place at Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center in Atlanta, Friday, May 18th. And it's co-hosted by LaToya Luckett and DeRay Davis. LaToya getting a lot of hosting gigs, right?
Yeah,
she
nice.
Did TV. She did TV once. She did the red carpet or backstage stuff for TV One, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for Urban One Honors. So the honorees this year is Johnny Gill, Patrice Rushen, Bootsy Collins,
Trees.
and Bishop Hezekiah Walker is going to be honored this year. So Black Music Honors again is coming up on May 18th. And then finally, I had an opportunity to hang out at Howard University last night, feeling the feels because I'm getting a little old and hanging out during the week, and you have to do a morning show.
With college kids.
And it's just not cute anymore. Anyway, Howard University School of Divinity and the Chadwick Boseman School of Fine Arts honored Twinkie Clark and Richard Smallwood, and was amazing. Amazing. Both Twinkie and Richard in audience. They gave them a proclamation. They're both alums of Howard University. Felicia Richard, of course, is the dean for the School of Fine Arts and the dean for the School of Divinity. Richard actually attended both because he has his master's degree in divinity, and then he has his bachelor's degree in classical music. Twinkie has her bachelor's in classical music, and they did a catalog from her choir stuff she did with Kojic Mass Choir, mm-hmm. and all of the Clark Sisters things, and Damien Sneed was the music director. They did an amazing job honoring them. I mean, when they both teared up in their speeches, man, yes. Not a dry eye in the house. Yana Crawley, Kiara Shear, and a number of others. I mean, string quartets was there. The Howard Gospel Choir, which Richard Smallwood founded for Howard University, they all were featured as well. So hats off to them. Had a great time hanging out with them. All right, Griff, you're up next. What's your Sports Minute?
In the game, it's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
Thanks, Cheryl. I Hate the Homies episode 96 is out right now in the NBA playoffs. The Heat beat the Celtics without Jimmy Butler. How about that? 111-101. That series is now tied 1-1. And the Thunder, they just blew out the New Orleans Pelicans 124-92. Oklahoma City is up two games in that. And the NFL draft is tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. The first pick goes to the Chicago Bears. Shout out to JR, huge Bear fan. I probably know two Bear fans, but the Bear fans are some real ones. Quarterback from USC, Caleb Williams, should go number one. And speaking of USC, in 2005, Reggie Bush won the Heisman Trophy. 2010, they took it from him, and they just gave it back to him yesterday. I feel a way about it, but I'm just going to say them Heisman House Nissan commercials, the first one with Reggie Bush, should be ridiculous. I'm Griff, and that's your quick Sports Minute. Cheryl with the birthdays.
Thank you, Griff. If you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating with basketball, former basketball player Tim Duncan, actress Gina Torres, and it's the birth date of Ella Fitzgerald. And, of course, we're celebrating Warren Campbell III, better known as Wozie, Erica's baby.
My son.
14.
Man. Woo, y'all pray my strength. I'm not ready. Grow down. Quit growing up.
Grow down.
We got more music on the way, y'all. It's Get Up Mornings.
Get up. Cause you can't stop. Get up. Got a lot to do. 24 hours. Get up.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Erica Campbell, and it's been a great morning. I love what I do, but we can't do it without you. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you heard something that blessed you today. Cheryl and Griff, what'd you love about the show?
Man, I love the show. Just overall, I love us, right?
Sure,
so
sure.
The ENG True Hollywood Bible Stories was really good today. It's a continuation, of
right.
course, of Saul and David's relationship and how crazy that was. So that was really good for me.
Sometimes I'll be like, Lord, forgive us if we went too far.
You don't let us go too far. You don't let me. I do when you go, uh-uh, take that out. We're not doing that.
Right.
We're not making the devil fun.
Oh, Lord. Well, what did you enjoy about the show today, sir?
Your arrogantism. Speak to where you're going. Yeah. And I love what Venos does with that production on the ENG True Hollywood Bible Stories. I mean, you guys probably think that we sit with scripts and we sit and write, but it's really something done very organic, and then we alley-oop it to Venos, and he blows our minds.
He produces
when we come back with it. Yeah,
he produces it, which is really great. So we hope that you are blessed by all of it, the show, the conversation, the laughter, all of that stuff. I want you to have the best day ever. Let's end with a word of prayer. Lord, we are grateful and thankful today for this day, for this time, for this music, for these people, your people. Lord, I thank you that you know who they are and where they are and what they need. I thank you, God, that you know what they need to grow. You know what they need to heal. And so you will supply it, Lord. And we trust you. We give you praise today in advance because of who you are in our lives. God, you have never failed us and you never will, Lord Jesus. I thank you for preparing us for everything that you have prepared for us. Lord, make us world changers. Make us community builders. And we'll give your name all glory, honor, and praise, Jesus, because it's already yours. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Anything else? What I forget?
Absolutely. Don't forget, if you miss any of Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell, the show today, all the ministry moments, our Get Up poll, all of that, go to getuperica.com, click on the podcast link, and get a recap of all of the shows right there.
Awesome, awesome. All right, y'all, we'll be faith walking.
Love talking.
Enjoy living.
On Get Up Mornings. Bye, everybody.
Miss a minute of Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.